Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 199 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to get a much awaited update on Melanie's juice cleanse and the Kale Boss. We're going to talk about the football game that I attended this past Friday night. We're going to break down a book that Melanie read, and we're going to get into some favorite things I've discovered, just all manner of fun and shenanigans. So, as always, we are delighted that you're here with us. We invite you to visit our Amazon shop if you'd like to check out some links and some things, some trinkets that we enjoy. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And more than anything, we hope you enjoy episode 199 because we hope it lightens your load just a little bit. Here we go. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
So I have some very exciting news.
What? I can't wait to hear.
Today, when I got home from school, there was a package waiting for me by the front door.
Yes.
And inside the package that was waiting for me by the front door was a signed official Mississippi State football from Coach Mike Leach.
Oh, what an exciting note to start the podcast on.
I know. I feel like it was a real lift. I didn't sleep much last night. I had a hard time sleeping last night. I'm telling you, this, it woke me right up. It got me,
yeah,
put some pep in my step. It's a shot of adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. Get you ready to run through a wall.
I know. So I was happy about that. I just wanted to tell you, well, I wanted to tell everybody.
So yeah. Well, understandably so.
What fantastic people are running our football program at Mississippi State University.
I love that. Mm-hmm, I love that. Listen, I'm so excited because this morning, because we're recording this on a Monday, this morning the AP poll came out with the top 25 rankings. And the Aggies, let me tell you, came in at number 13, which is really number 9 when you take the Big Ten out of it because they ain't playing.
Okay.
So okay. I was like, look who's a top 10 team. Starting off this weird season that may or may not even happen, mm-hmm. but I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. So, yeah, but I was like, well, we can take Ohio State right on out of there. We can take Wisconsin. You're not playing Wisconsin. I mean, I say that in all love. I hope that y'all get to. I mean, sure. These parents that are raising heck about it, I have never related more. So I get it, and I hope it all works out, but I just don't know.
Well, we're going to come back to football in just a minute, but I have to ask you right off the bat because –
yeah.
I've received several messages over the course of the last week from people who really wanted to know how the juice cleanse was. And you've only updated me a couple of times. We had a couple of short conversations about it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So we would like to know how was the Kale Boss? Was it in fact a boss? Was it the boss of you? And how are you now a week later?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm a lot better a week later than I was during it. That's what I'm going to tell you. It was intense. I felt like I started last Tuesday morning. I started with my Super Sunrise juice, which was delightful. It was a blend of fruits. It felt like great. I was like, I could drink this every morning. This is a great start. Part of this juice cleanse that I don't know that I really got into, you know, they said I could have a cup of coffee, but if I had it, I had to have it black, no sugar, no cream.
Got it.
And so I decided, you know what, that just is going to taste like sadness to me. I'd rather just pass. So by like 1 o'clock the first day, I had a massive headache that was either because my body wanted to chew food or because I hadn't had caffeine. I don't really know which. Here's what I will say about the juice cleanse. Here are the pros first. I really was not hungry during it. The juices did fill me up and they kind of had given me a list. So I started with the Super Sunrise, but then I had, and then I had another one, like a muscle recovery, and it was really good. And then I'm going to tell you that at noon, it was time for my first kale boss.
Okay.
And you know, Gully and I were doing this together and Gully texted me about 11:59 and she said, that kale boss coming in hot. And I said, yeah, it,
as it tends to do.
It was not my favorite is what I'm going to tell you. It's not, here's the thing. None of them were as bad as what they could be, but this is what I told you. So
which, like, if that's, that feels like 2020 slogan, it wasn't as bad as it could be.
Well, because maybe we're still alive. I don't know. I think 2020 is every bit as bad as it could be, but the juice cleanse was not. So they had said I could have a handful of almonds. So later that afternoon, I had a handful of almonds because like I just needed to chew something. Like I was like, it wasn't even that I was hungry, but I was, here's what I discovered about myself and the whole thing. Eating is like one of my hobbies. Like I like to eat. I like to
100%. Yes, ma'am.
And if you, in this garbage, hot garbage town of a year, if you take away something that I really love doing, which is eating, I kind of hit depression by the first day because I was like, I can't even look forward to dinner, which it had never really dawned on me how much I look forward to dinner. But I was like, I can't, because the first part of the day was okay because I don't eat a lot during the early part of my day anyway. I'm more of a dinner eater.
Right.
And so it was fine. But then when we got to dinner and I went ahead and made tacos for Perry and Caroline and I was making the stuff and I was like, well, this is terrible. Like I can't. So like I texted Gully, I treated myself to an avocado that I sprinkled with some salt and pepper and I ate that for dinner. And then the next day I started my juice cleanse again. You rinse and repeat. I did the whole thing. I was drinking my kale boss and Caroline said, "Ooh, let me try a sip of that." Cause she said, "Can I try it?" And I said, "Yeah." And so she tried it and she said, she goes, "You know what it tastes like?" And I said, "I'm going to need you to not tell me till I finish it." I said, "Don't."
Keep it to yourself.
Cause I knew, I thought she isn't going to say this tastes like cotton candy on a hot summer day. And so I finished it and I said, "Okay, now you can tell me." She goes, "It tasted like sewer water if sewer water were sweet." And at that point, I thought, I'm going to throw the whole thing back up.
Oh, that is not delicious.
No, mm-mm. No. And so I finished, but here's what I will say. And it validated some things for me, which for those of you who are super healthy, number one, by the time it finished, I kept thinking maybe it's the kind of thing that 48 hours later, I'm going to be like, I feel amazing. I feel stronger. I feel healthier. Now I'm going to tell you about Wednesday, about 3 o'clock, I had convinced myself that I had coronavirus because I had no energy. I couldn't get up off the couch. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was lay there. I was in a terrible mood and I thought, well, I've got COVID is what's happened. So I'm just going to say it did not, nothing about it inspired me to really do it again. I do think that the next day I got on the scale, which I don't normally do. And I do think I had lost about 3 pounds, but I've already gained all 3 of those pounds.
Sure. Back. Yeah.
So it was
a short term win, but
So all that to say, I would drink some of those juices on a regular basis just because Gully and I did agree this, some of those juices would we rather drink them like that and just down them than to have to like eat a whole bunch of fruit. Like eat that fruit equivalent. Yeah. I would. That's a good, efficient way to get all those nutrients into your system.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with you not liking breakfast all that much. Mm-hmm. I can see where doing a juice like that for early in the day would be kind of a win.
You
get some good vitamins and some nutrients and whatnot, but you don't have to actually eat the fruit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And like, you don't have to eat the vegetables because even the kale boss and the other one was called like the, I don't know, something else boss. And those were the two green ones and they were rough, but I thought this still is almost better to me than eating a salad sometimes, like, cause you can just get it done. So for that standpoint, the juices were really good and they are just pure. I mean, they don't add sugar. They just know how to like get the right balance. So there's a little bit of sweet. It's not too bad. But I personally will never do two full days of only drinking juice again. That was not, by Friday night, I was in the kitchen making some chocolate chip cookies, eating that dough, thinking this is where I am. This is who I am. And I'm okay with that. I tried to be a better person for 2 days and it didn't fit. So I'm done. So that was it.
Well, it's great that you did it though. You finished it. That's huge.
Yeah, I did. I finished. Well, you know how I get with stuff like that. Cause I mean, by day two, midway through, I wanted to quit, but I was like, well, at this point, why am I going to quit? I mean, I'm two kale bosses down. I mean, why quit at this point? Just, you got to keep going. I believe by now we all know that I am a product junkie. It's true. I love finding new products to try because you never know when you'll discover a new favorite. And that's why I love being a FabFitFun partner. Getting a FabFitFun box delivered to my door is honestly one of my very favorite things because it's always full of great new products that I may have never discovered if not for FabFitFun. One of my recent favorites is the Glossmedics Facial Hair Remover that is a total game changer. Painless hair removal in the comfort of my own bathroom magnifying mirror? Yes, please. I also love the Anastasia Clear Brow Gel. It holds my unruly eyebrows in place without being too stiff or too dark, and it's the perfect amount of coverage. The value of a FabFitFun box is incredible to me. You get a whole box full of great home and beauty products for the price of what one of them would normally cost. And right now, FabFitFun has a new item on sale, the Members Pick Box. It's full of specially curated items with the top-rated products from previous seasons. It's like a greatest hits. I love a greatest hits. It's time to customize your box for the fall season. You can sign up today to receive your first FabFitFun box and join a community of over 1 million women who are already obsessed, and I can tell you why. It's great. Use coupon code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. I want to hear about, because you were the envy of a lot of people, because you actually got to watch some Friday night football this weekend.
Let me tell you something. Here's what I said over and over again today at work. I don't know what I thought that game would be. I don't know what I thought it would do for me personally, but here's what I will say. It did not disappoint. Oh. It was more than what I knew I needed.
Yeah.
And I will say this, as you know, I have been very cautious about everything because I want to do as much as I can to be helpful in the current situation we're in. So I don't want to do anything unnecessarily risky or unwise or anything like that. So in this kind of situation as a parent, we're really in a place where we're trusting our leaders.
Yeah.
So we go to this game, which is in Fort Payne. It's a couple of hours north of Birmingham. And I really don't know what to expect, but they did the best job. They had everybody, like the people who took your money when you were parking, everybody was wearing their mask. You know, the bathrooms all had touch-free everything. They had hand sanitizer dispensers all along the fence over on the visitor bleacher side. They had blocked off certain rows of bleachers to help people not sit all just in a pile. They just did such a good job and it was great. So once all that was kind of in place and you could see, all right, somebody has thoughtfully figured out how we can be here and still be in compliance with the things we're supposed to do. I think I kind of relaxed and realized like, oh, we're actually going to get to play a football game in the middle of this.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And oh my goodness. I sent you a little video from the game.
Yes, you did. And it got me so fired up. I was like, this is like a clip, but it just did the sights and the sounds and just the familiarity. I was like, oh my gosh, it made me homesick for a place that I had never been.
We had the ball the first series. And this is the first year that Alex has had friends who started on the, well, not the first year, but maybe it just hit me a little bit differently. But a lot of the starters on the offensive line are juniors.
Okay.
So these are Alex's buddies and boys that he's played football with for a long time. And so when they came off the field after that first series and we scored and they came off the field and they were so excited
And we do this thing. Offense has a circle of chairs. Defense has a circle of chairs. And when, after a series of starters come off, they sit down in that circle. And then they kind of debrief with the coach. And so when I looked down and saw those boys, Alex's age in those chairs, these boys that we've known since they were little bitty, you know, that we have, I got so emotional. Like, and that's not me. I don't walk around super sentimental all the time. But there was something about seeing them and seeing how excited they were and how I don't know, just invigorated they were from the whole thing. But then there were also the things that just come, just the unexpected things that will hit you during a football game. For example, the public address announcer at Fort Payne was a delight. He just had all kinds of expressions. He was a character. He was enjoyable to listen to. We all got the biggest kick out of him, but Fort Payne has a kicker who's a junior who I'm here to tell you, as soon as he kicked off, I was like, oh, that's a college kicker right there.
Oh, okay.
He kicked that sucker. We never returned a kick. Like, we never returned a kickoff the whole game because he kicked them, you know, like right on out of the end zone. Oh, he kicked a 56-yard field goal at one point in the game, and our side clapped for him. Like,
oh, I love that.
He was tremendous. He was such, I mean, just a crazy gifted kicker. Wow. Alex said he hit a 60-yarder in pregame.
Oh my gosh.
Just amazing. You know, so and there's, you know how I love that stuff. Like, I love watching kids in that, you know, in a situation where they're getting to do the things that they love to do. I love watching kids get fired up and encourage each other. And we were, when the team walked out, cause we didn't have a run through, when the team walked out, Alex's friend Peyton was going like walking the opposite way, going down the line, saying stuff to everybody. That kind of stuff just fires me up.
Yes, I love that.
It was everything that I didn't even hope it would be. Like, I didn't really hope that much about it because I didn't know what it would be like, if it would be weird or whatever. It was fantastic, and it was a good game. We won 28-20.
Okay. That is so exciting. That is, you know, it's funny because it dawned on me and I hadn't really thought about it until I watched the clip that you sent me of the game. And I thought, one of the things, we live close enough to our high school that, like, on summer mornings, like, I hadn't even thought about missing it, but you hear the band practicing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we don't hear the band practicing. Like, it's, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, it's, I was like, oh, that is so sad to me. Like, and to me, and I told you, I texted you this, and listen, this is where I am right now. I'm not even doing a juice cleanse, but like, I could get choked up. Number one, I almost cried reading your post about it because you put up an Instagram post about it. I got so emotional. But I'm going to tell you, the one that got me is that Alex posted about it.
Yeah.
And just the pure joy on those boys' faces, like, made me, I don't know any of them except Alex. I wanted to hug them all. I felt so, because I'm like, these kids, like, they've just lost so much. I think that's been my whole thing in this whole deal, is like, what have we taken away from our kids? And just to see them get that moment, I just think it's what we all need right now. So
listen, after the game, watching those boys, they were so happy, you know, and I'm sure it would have been a different mood had we lost.
Yeah. But
it was just, I think it was just getting to do that again, you know, and I will say Fort Payne did their senior night this past Friday night, you know, almost like, I don't know if that's what they traditionally do, or if they were like, we don't know if we're going to get to have the season. So line up, boys.
Yeah.
But they just had a great facility. They had a great band. They had, you know, they really, I felt like, and I think probably we were all especially grateful for it just because of what everybody's been through.
Yes.
But they just really went out of their way to create an environment where everybody could be comfortable.
I love that.
In terms of just the operations of the game. And so we were very appreciative of that. It was a good place to kind of get back into it. Now, this week we play the high school that's actually the closest to us. It's just right down the street where I walk all the time.
Okay.
And it'll be a huge game.
Okay. So will that be at y'all's school or at theirs?
No, it's at theirs.
Okay.
So, and because of the storms coming in, it could change the we might play Thursday night. We might play Friday night. We might play Saturday. We don't know.
Are you saying that we may need to hold our plans loosely? Because I don't know what that feels like. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're saying we just need to.
Yeah. We may have to flex a little on the game and, you know, which will listen, that'll be something new and different, but yeah. So we don't know exactly. We're planning to play Friday night, but then.
Which one of the two hurricanes are you most worried about?
Well, I don't know which one is threatening to bring the most rain here, but I am assuming, I don't know which one is Marco and which one's Laura.
No, I don't either.
But one of the two, or the combination of both, is we're supposed to get a little rain late in the week. So anyway, so I don't know. It was fun. And the kids had a ball, and
that's so good.
But then we had to drive Alex over because we can't do buses, you know, for those long trips, because we would need so many buses to social distance the kids on it.
Yeah.
So we all drove our kids to the game and then drove them home, which was actually kind of sweet, you know, because you don't do that much anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun. It was fun to get his debrief on the game, you know, coming back. And so it was late when we got home, but it was a good night. It really was. Oh, it felt so normal, you know, almost oddly so, even though there were, you know, bleachers where we couldn't sit, and, you know, we had to wear masks when we moved, and all that was different. But the joy of watching kids play a sport they love, that's the same. And it was good.
I love that. Wearing a mask is our reality right now, and it's something that we should all be on board with, but it seems like every mask I've found has its own setbacks. It doesn't fit right, I don't like the material, it gets dirty, I don't like when it lays too tight across my face or pulls at my ears. And that's why I'm so excited about the Crayola School Mask Pack, because if we think it's hard for us to find a mask, try finding one that our kids will actually wear. The great thing about School Mask Pack is it comes with 5 comfortable cloth masks. This means that your child will have a fresh mask with a new fun design every single day. This is going to be crucial as we try to get our kids out the door to school, that they have a new clean mask and we're not doing the last minute search. The other thing I love is that they're machine washable, and they come with a handy mesh laundry bag so you can stay organized, and there's even a calendar to track daily usage. It's no wonder that Parenting Magazine called School Mask Pack this year's must-have back-to-school item, and why they're being recognized by People Magazine and Pop Sugar. So do what I did and get your family the Crayola School Mask Pack today. It's schoolmaskpack.com/bigboo. That's schoolmaskpack.com/bigboo. Well, we are supposed to be in College Station this weekend for a soccer tournament. It's that Aggieland tournament that we play in every year.
Right.
But there again, I'm holding it loosely because I'm like, it may or may not happen. I think College Station's having a little bit of a COVID outbreak.
It seems to be a challenge on our college campuses right now. Seems to be a little bit of a challenge. I feel like every day I'm hearing different stories about different places, whether that's in the state of Alabama or outside the state of Alabama, and it's no joke. You know, today in Tuscaloosa, they announced they're shutting down all bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And restaurants, freestanding bars, no bars.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it feels like at A&M, maybe it was bid day that blew it wide open, which who could have seen that coming?
right.
Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen. So part of me has said, are they going to come back and say, hey, we don't need a whole lot of other people descending on College Station, which is a pretty small town in the whole scheme of things, to play soccer. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. So we're currently holding that plan loosely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's really all you can do.
I know, but I'm hoping it'll happen because Gully and Will were going to come meet us, and we were going to all be there because they wanted to see Jackson because he's been there for, you know, 2 weeks now and all that kind of stuff. So we will see what happens.
So what'd you do all weekend?
So I'm going to tell you what I did this weekend is I finished the Hunger Games prequel.
Okay.
That is what I did. Caroline and Perry went fishing, so I had some time to myself. So I read, what is it? The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I'm going to tell you that the Hunger Games prequel hits different in 2020 than the original Hunger Games series in 2005 or whatever.
You mentioned a little something about that last week, that maybe it felt a little bit less dystopian and maybe mm-hmm. a little more realistic.
Mm-hmm. A little more realistic. So, but it was good. I liked it. I thought it was interesting. For those that don't know, if you've read the Hunger Games series, the prequel is President Snow. It's his early life. It's kind of how he becomes what he is in the Hunger Games book. So it was interesting because you're reading about this character that eventually you know is going to become a villain, but you kind of see the beginnings of how that happened. So I did that this weekend. That's how I spent a lot of my time. I finished that book. And then what else did I do? It feels like I watched something else. Oh, I caught up on Real Housewives.
Okay, I did too. Well, I'm mostly caught up on Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ramona still has 74 best friends.
She does. She has a lot of very close friends. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I did watch that maybe Saturday night. I can't remember exactly, but I did watch that. And you also told me you cleaned out your closet again.
Oh, yes, I did. So let's talk about that. I cleaned out my closet, which is probably my fourth time during quarantine. But what else do I have to do? But it was driving me crazy because I just had a bunch of stuff. And here's the problem right now with the way I'm living. And I know you're back to, which I want to talk about this too. You're back to getting dressed every day because you're going to school.
Right.
I'm still not going anywhere. So I have this stuff in my closet that really I could get rid of all but about 4 shirts and 2 pairs of jogger pants right mm-hmm. now. So I'm sitting there, but then I have to look. So I had these honest conversations with myself where I was like, here is a shirt that I have held on to for 5 years because I might want to wear it to a speaking event. What if I want to wear it to a speaking event? Well, number one, when am I going to speak anywhere again? Anytime soon. And number two, once I get the opportunity to go speak again, am I going to be like, you know what I really want to wear? That 7-year-old shirt that I bought on sale from Anthropology back in 2014. That isn't going to make the cut. So,
gosh.
I had a lot of talks with myself. I probably still could have gotten rid of more, but I'm going to tell you the biggest thing, and I nearly posted this on Instagram, but I have a white shirt problem is what I'm going to tell you.
Yes. You've mentioned this before that you enjoy a white shirt.
I enjoy a white shirt. I didn't really know how much, but I've put everything kind of color coded. And so I would have said I had more black shirts than white shirts. I don't. I have so many white shirts. Like if somebody came to me and said, here's the deal, you need to wear a different white shirt every single day for the next 42 days, I could do it.
Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm having a real hard talk with myself because I was about to order yet another white shirt from American Eagle. And I had to have a real serious talk with myself and no more white shirts. I'm done.
Okay. You've got all you need.
I have all I need. So tell me about, here's what I think is so tricky is like, as you're picking out outfits, do you find it harder than it used to be?
No.
Okay.
No, somebody actually asked me about this on Instagram because I've been trying to do our friend Retha does this thing called Sunday planning. Mm-hmm. She thinks that the key to a good week is to get yourself teed up for success on Sunday, to get yourself mm-hmm. moderately organized so that everything doesn't come at you so fast.
Yeah.
To get into the week. And so one of the things that she suggested that I do, because I'm really having to be careful about managing my time, because mm-hmm. what happened to us during quarantine is there was all this empty space and then we really kind of filled it up with the podcast where, yeah. I had a book come out and all that kind of stuff. So but the podcast and the Patreon really became something that took a significant amount of time with all the stuff that goes into that. So I've had to try to figure out how do I manage that now that I'm back at work. So I have a list right in front of me that's like, okay, so on Sundays, here's what I need to do. Mondays, here's what I need to do.
Okay.
Every day of the week. And so Sunday, one of the things that I have to do is I have to pick out my outfits for the week. What am I going to wear to work? Somebody mm-hmm. asked me yesterday on Instagram after I posted my little Sunday planning slide. She was like, how in the world do you do that? And yeah. So it doesn't take long at all. So I kind of clear out a little space across from my clothes. And I've only done this 2 weeks, so I'm no expert. But then I just, what am I going to wear Monday? What am I going to wear Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Kind of think about what the week has. We have chapel on Wednesday. And it typically, under normal circumstances, we dress up a little bit more on chapel days. So anyway, so I just kind of pull and figure out, I don't know, what I kind of feel like wearing. It's kind of fun because I have been in you know, like yoga pants, walking tights, t-shirts for 5 months. So it's kind of fun to put on clothes again, honestly. I don't mind it so much.
Yeah. That's kind of me like getting dressed, because I got dressed because we went to church yesterday and I was like, oh, this is nice, especially because I had just cleaned out my closet. So mm-hmm. I was very aware of like, oh, I need to wear this or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I were to, it was funny because Gully was like, I need you after all this is over to come help me clean out my closet. And I was like, I don't even know right now. What does the future look like? What will I even need?
What should I wear besides shorts? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I cleaned my closet out last week, knowing that I was going to be going back to work, because we could wear whatever, you know, when we were in service. But like knowing I was going back to the day-to-day of school, I cleaned out my closet, did the same thing, kind of color-coded everything, got all my dresses together, all my kimonos together, all my pants always stay together. And so I could kind of see everything a little bit better. And that was helpful, because you forget about things and you forget you own certain things. And so I did, like, I could tell you what I'm wearing tomorrow. And
okay.
And it's
that's
all
a good
set.
Plan.
It's, yeah. I'm wearing some leopard print pants and a black shirt.
Oh, cute.
It was some black Steve Madden sandals. And Wednesday, I'm wearing the caftan dress that we love, the black caftan dress.
Yes.
So anyway, it's good. It's helpful in terms of it's one less decision I have to make when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I used to, you know, do that all the time. I used to plan my outfits before I had a child, and then, mm-hmm. you know, I stopped. So
yeah,
I kind of enjoyed it.
Okay. I love that. I mean, that's a great idea. I feel like here is my problem with planning. And I know this is going to shock you. When it comes to either, whether it's planning meals, because I've really been trying to plan out my meals for the week now that we're kind of back in more of a school routine. And then outfits, I'm not really having to plan because I don't wear anything most days that are different. But it's interesting because here's my problem is I get to that and I'm like, I don't really feel like that. Now it's here and I don't really, I don't feel like eating whatever. I don't want tacos for dinner or whatever. And so I have to, so it's hard for me to commit. I know that that's shocking based on everything everybody knows about me, but I'm just like, I like to be able to change my mind. I like to call an audible, as it were.
I know, but you also are more creative with what you wear and how you wear it than I am. So I think that I don't need any spontaneity with that. Not as much as I thought I did. I like that it's settled.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I plan meals, I do think I don't want to eat that, you know?
Yeah.
But I have been trying to kind of plan that too. I actually planned our meals for this week, like last Thursday. It's crazy. Like I'm trying to, I typically, my personality kind of likes to roll a day at a time. I don't like to get way far out because it makes me feel like I have an endless to-do list, but I'm having to live a little far out.
Yeah.
To get things handled and to not get in the weeds. So I don't know. We'll see, because you know, I like to start a plan and then I like to disintegrate. I like to just start about 5-6 weeks in and just decide I'm just going to wing it. So we'll
really taper off. Really taper off.
Yeah. So we'll see. Let's check in 1st of October and see how this is going.
But I like it. And I do think having to get up and get dressed 5 days a week is a different thing, because I think part of the reason I think so much about an outfit now is if I have the chance to actually go somewhere that requires getting dressed, I'm like, oh, I have so many options because nobody's seen me in anything because I haven't gone anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's overwhelming. You have so many options. And I think part of it, one reason why I like planning what I'm wearing is because I haven't worn my clothes in a long time.
Yeah.
And I also, over the course of quarantine, kind of gradually, I tried to get rid of some things that were tired and like, and kind of fill in with some new basics. And so it's fun to wear that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there have been so many good sales, and that's really, I mean, it was good for me to go through my closet and have that intervention with myself, because how many more white shirts was I about to buy just because they were a really good price, you know? And then because I'm not wearing the white shirts I have. And then I realized, you know what? I've got plenty of white shirts. I'm good. So I believe I've mentioned once or 75 times that this year is Caroline's senior year in high school. And it's a weird way to begin your senior year of high school. But because of that, I've been looking for ways to make her feel celebrated and special, and just for her to know how much she is loved as she spends this last year at home. And that's why I was so excited to find NoteCube. NoteCube is a new and thoughtful way to show someone special how much you love and appreciate them. You go on the website, it's a beautifully packaged box, and you create these customized messages based on all of the person that you want to make it for, their qualities, and you can even add photos. To me, it's the perfect gift for Mother's Day, Father's Day, for your child, for weddings, for Valentine's Day. You can click on their amazing qualities, they give you a list, the things that you appreciate most about them, and then it generates personalized notes that you can edit and you can add photos. There's an engraved wooden box option so they can keep it forever, and it only takes a few minutes. I think it's such a great, special way to make somebody in your life know how much they mean to you. Right now, there's a special offer for all of our listeners. You get 20% off when you use the code BIGBOO. There's free delivery worldwide, and you can shop online at thenotecube.com. It's easy to create, and it lasts a lifetime.
Here's my current clothing dilemma. Is last night I was looking at Instagram and an ad for Gap came up, and there were these black pants that were so cute, and they had little like some tiny slits down at the bottom, not tiny, but maybe like 4-inch slits at the bottom. They had just a little layer, and then that it was just so cute. And I was like, oh, those would be so cute with sneakers or with booties. And so I click on the link and I see that they're actually pajama pants made from Modal, you know, that.
Oh, I'm familiar with Modal.
And I have some pants, I mean, like some kind of wide-legged crops that I got from Nordstrom that are actual pants that are made of Modal that I love in the wintertime. So I think I'm going to order those Gap. I'm not even going to say, I'm going to say lounge pants.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to wear them to school. Not because I'm trying to get away with anything, because I think they would be super cute. I think Modal are really cute. And I don't think they just have to be worn as pajamas, but right now they're full price, and Gap does not have a 40% off sale going, and I am not paying full price for them.
Oh no. Cause Gap has a 40% off sale going like every other day. If you just wait. Yeah. You need to wait on that. Okay. I thought I just got a coupon from Gap today telling me that they were, maybe it was a flash sale. I think it was a 40% off flash sale.
They've got something going on in the store.
Okay.
I think because I thought today, I don't know. I thought there was something happening. And then when I looked closer, it was like, it was not anything I could use online. And anyway, so I'm going to get some pajamas, and I'm going to, but they don't look like pajamas. They look like cute fall winter pants, and I'm going to wear them as such.
Okay. I think that that's great. You know, it's funny because I had a friend over the other night, and we were talking about, and she was saying that she has noticed that Savannah and Hoda and Jenna have really dialed it down apparel wise. And that she said, I think it's quarantine did it to everybody. Everybody got used to wearing their pajamas. And she said, and now I'm like, but it's like Savannah hadn't worn a shoe with a heel in weeks. She said she just wears flats all the time. It's like, she's like, eh, who cares?
Which reminds me, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Reminds me, my friend Heather wanted me to ask you, what shoes are we wearing with all these wide legged crops? She said, once it gets cooler, we're not wearing our wedges. What shoes are we wearing? And I said, well, I think I'd wear booties.
Yeah, I think you wear booties. To me, you would wear booties, or if it's casual, I think don't sleep on a good pair of like sneakers, like sneakers to me are, they almost qualify as a dress shoe if you have the right kind of sneaker now, something with a little sparkle or something.
I feel like I can't pull off a sneaker.
Okay. I really like a sneaker.
I know you do. I love them on other people, but I feel like I don't know. I just feel like I'm not sporty enough for a sneaker. I don't know what it is. I think I have the same block about it that you had about, you know, for the longest time, you felt like when you wore booties, you had hooves.
Yeah. I still kind of do, but it's like, I waited for that trend to go away and it never did. So you're just like, well, I just got to jump in with my hooves and go with it.
Right. I feel like I'm almost in a costume when I wear sneakers. And I think it's just because I'm not super, I don't have a sporty style. I don't know, but I, in my head, sneakers look really cute with wide legged crop pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're really cute. I have a couple of pairs that Steve Madden sent me, like one like a glitter pair and then another pair that are kind of their golden goose-ish looking. And I really like those. And then I have some sporty Adidas. I like a sneaker. Now, I did just order from the Nordstrom sale. I really was on the fence about it, but I ordered, they had these Mark Fisher booties that I thought were gorgeous that have about a 3.5-inch heel. So they're a dressier booty.
I'm going to need to know more about these.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to order them because I was like, when am I going to wear those? I'm not going to wear them in my day-to-day life, but they're normally like $200 and they were on for the sale. They were like $100. And so
they were $15.
They were $15. And so I felt like I needed to get them. Because I think they're so cute. We'll put a link in the show notes. They're the O'Shea pointed toe booty, okay. Mark Fisher. They're normally $189.95. They're on sale for $99.90 during the sale. Now I'm noticing I got them in the cloud suede, which now shows completely sold out. Mm. And the cognac suede is also completely sold out. But I'm going to tell you about the sale. What you need to do is wait because people will order a bunch of stuff because they don't want it to sell out and then they'll start returning stuff.
Okay. All right.
So don't lose hope is what I'm telling you. They're still available in a snake skin and they're still available in black leather.
Okay. Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Will you pick out 2 or 3 pairs of sneakers that you think I could pull off?
Yes, I would love to link. Do that. Yes, I would love to do that.
So that I don't feel like I don't feel self-conscious. Like I know that they have passed the Melanie Schenkel.
Yes,
received the Melanie Schenkel seal of approval. So yes. I don't feel like I got the wrong ones.
Yep. No, I will do that. That's going to be my project this evening. Okay. I will do it. Now, my favorite thing, and I put this on Fashion Friday a couple of different times, but I went back and it's rare that I love something so much that I'm like, I'm going to go get it in the other color too. But I'm telling you that Target has this Stars Above Brown lounge set right now.
Okay.
That is the softest thing. Mm. And it's so comfortable. I love it so much. It comes in a dark charcoal gray. You buy the top and bottom separate. So you don't have to buy the top if you don't want to, but it's a wide legged pant. They're so dang comfortable. And that top is so soft. I've had a couple of people email me to ask me if it fuzzed up, if it got really fuzzy in the wash. And it does. You just have to wash it by itself the first time inside out. And then now I have no fuzz issues.
Okay.
But it stays just as soft. I think it's $19.99 for the top. We'll put a link, but I'm telling you, it is hands down. Like I got it in the dark gray first. I went back and got it in the light gray because I was like, this is what I'm going to wear all winter long forever and ever. The end. Cause like I wouldn't wear it out of the house, but technically you almost could. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wore it across the street to my neighbors the other night cause I brought them some fish. So, you know, you could, I probably wouldn't wear it to the grocery store, but it's so cute. It's so comfortable. To me, it's perfect coronavirus times wear.
Well, I have several pairs of Stars Above, like either joggers or pajama bottoms or whatever. And I love them. It's such a good little brand.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, it's so soft. I'm telling you, I like it better than my Barefoot Dream stuff. And the price is so much better. So I had forgotten about, I had kind of let go of a wide legged pant because I had loved the Gap joggers for so long or those mm-hmm. Gap leggings that we had. But I have really enjoyed going back to a wide leg pant.
Listen, I have some Animal Print Secret Treasures pajama bottoms that are wide legged that I will forever associate with the beginning of quarantine. Why, mm-hmm. you ask? Because I wore those pajama bottoms with my Mike Leach t-shirt every night, just about. I would just wash it and put it back on. Because it was soft and it was comfortable and it was, mm-hmm. but the pajama bottoms were warm and it was like a good blanket. Those pajama bottoms. So I'm a big fan. When you find some good ones, you gotta stick with them.
You gotta go with it. And these are good, good, good. And I like them because they'll be cozy enough to wear in the winter, but they're lighter weight that I can wear them now. Of course, we blast the air conditioning, so that helps. But even so, they're not too hot for me to wear right now.
What do you keep your air conditioning on, by the way?
During the day in the main part of the house, we keep it on about 73.
Okay.
At night, I'm going to tell you that the one that's in our bedroom, I'm almost embarrassed to say, cause people are going to be like, that is criminal. But I think we keep it on like 58. I mean, now it doesn't get down to 58 in the summer.
That's like us doing the override code. at the Ross Bridge Resort in our rain.
It is. Listen, we did not play around with our air conditioning. And it only runs that. I mean, but it really probably stays. I bet our bedroom maybe gets down to like 62 or 63 in the summertime.
That's chilly.
Yeah, but that's how I need it. That's what I. Oh, but I will tell you too that I just got those Redland cotton sheets.
Yes.
And those have made a significant difference in my sleeping temperature.
Okay. They're a game changer a little bit.
They're a game changer. They're really good. That's what I'm going to tell you. They're like sleeping at your grandma's house. They're so comfortable.
Okay.
So,
well, we keep ours on 72 all the time. We keep our thermostat on 72. And then at night, I always turn on the fan beside our bed. And he's always cold, but now I can't wait to tell him what you keep the thermostat in your bedroom, because he doesn't even know he's living in the tropics. He is living in Belize is what he's doing.
Mm-mm. And it took me a while to convince Perry. Like, we used to have arguments about it where he'd be like, that's ridiculous. We don't need to keep it this cold. We're spending too much money or whatever. And I said, look, there are a lot of things that I'm fine saving money on. Air conditioning is not one of them. Like, I don't compromise with my temperature. Like, I'll use less water. I can do other stuff, but I cannot compromise with my temperature. I just can't.
Listen, you got to have your principles.
No. And the problem is it's made me, it's just about staying at anybody else's house, because nobody else keeps it that cold.
No, they don't. You're straight up like sneaking out in the hallway late at night trying to crank it down.
Yeah. I mean, like I'm the kind, but you also have to know that in the wintertime, like it'll be 20 degrees outside and we'll sleep with the window open. Like it cannot be cold enough for me when it comes to my sleep.
Yeah. I like to sleep cold too, for sure. But that's really cold. That's impressive. I'm kind of proud to know you for that reason. I mean, for a lot of reasons, but for that especially, that's good work right there.
Listen, don't send me emails. I don't care. You're not going to change me. I don't care about any of it. That was like, we got something from the energy company a couple of years ago that were like, where they want to put one of those governor things on so they can control it from that. And I was like, I see you CPS trying to get a hold of my air. Nope. No, ma'am. I will pay your bill, but do not tell me what I can keep my thermostat set on.
I'm going to dial it down.
Yep. Yep.
Dial it on down. Okay. Yep. I had a few things I wanted to mention that I have tried over the course of the last little bit. And I wanted to mention them, and I made a list, and it's five things. I want to share. It's kind of a lot.
No, but I love five things.
Okay. Well, I just want to share the wealth of this particular knowledge. Perhaps it will be an encouragement to somebody, but there are some things that I have really decided that I long-term.
Okay.
I'm in it. And I say this, I didn't put any of the facial products that I have recommitted to using on it yet. Not there yet. Cause it still stings a little bit, but I may get there.
Okay.
I mean, I like it all, but it's been tricky. Mm-hmm. The first thing is something that you actually told me about, because it was on sale one time at Sephora and you mentioned that you loved it. And so I tried it, and I am a believer in this product now. And it is the Anastasia Brow Wiz pencil.
Yes, ma'am. It's so good. It's the best one.
It's the best one because it's so thin. The pencil is so thin. It's got a great brush, but the pencil is so thin. But here's the thing, is that as somebody with blonde hair, if I don't have the right color eyebrow pencil, I can get into some Norma Desmond territory.
Yes.
I can, yes, ma'am. Like, I ran up against a dye pit. So yeah. It's hard to find a color that looks fairly natural, but the color for blondes, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it's ash blonde. I could be wrong. It's so good. It lasts all day. And I don't touch my eyebrows a lot, but it really does stay on, which I like.
Yeah.
And then the second part of that, which is the second thing I have realized that I'm long-term with, is the Anastasia Clear Brow Gel. It's good. And have you used it before?
I have used, you know what? I think, did we just get that in a FabFitFun box?
We did.
Yes. I love it. I used it for the first time the other day and I really, really like it.
Because here's the thing with a brow gel. Sometimes they're too heavy And it looks like you've put shellac on your eyebrows.
Yes.
You know, like it looks like you got a paintbrush and went across them. This is very light, but it works. Like they say, I don't know. It's the perfect thing. I don't like to feel like I've got anything heavy on my eyebrows. I don't like for it to, you know, I don't like to feel my makeup at all. So I really like it's light and effective. So I'm a big fan of those two Anastasia brow products.
Okay. Anastasia knows her brows. I'm not, she really does.
Mm-hmm. And I have tried some other one brow gel in particular that I thought I liked, but it's tinted. And because it's tinted, if I get too heavy handed with it, it is noticeable. It is really noticeable. So the clear works.
Okay.
Great. Okay. So here's my third thing. We've talked about the Thrive Cosmetics stuff that we love. I ordered back, I don't know when, it was sometime back, maybe towards the beginning of quarantine, I ordered their multi-dimensional strobing blush, which is just their blush, and a color called Rosy. But here's what I love about it. It's pink, but it's also got other colors in there. So you don't get such a like, oh, she has put a lot of pink blush on her cheeks. Like it's just got a little bit more, I don't know, I guess the color is a little bit more well-rounded because it's got the other shades in there. You know, there's a little bit of a peachy color in there, a little bit of a redder color in there. So I don't know. It's just a nice effect, but that stuff stays on like crazy, which you don't have to touch it up if you're, you know, in the middle of the day. Not that I ever really touch up my makeup. It's kind of what you see is what you get, but
yeah,
I really like it. If anybody is looking for blush, I've liked all the Thrive stuff that I have tried. Honestly,
I agree. Yeah. I have not tried a Thrive product that I don't like. That's, I would agree with that.
Cause I really like their eyeliner. I don't know. I think that they do a good job with the stuff that they make. All right. So this next thing was an uncharacteristic, almost impulse purchase for me. It was my back to school present for, not that I require a present for having to go back to work, but it just kind of, that's just kind of the timing of it. I don't know why, but one day I was thinking about Bethany Frankel. I was thinking about Bethany Frankel not being on Real Housewives of New York anymore. Mm-hmm. I miss her. And it made me think about Skinny Girl and what's she up to with Skinny Girl.
Yeah.
So I got on the Skinny Girl website. I ended up spending a lot of time looking at their jeans.
Okay. She'll tempt you with those jeans for sure.
Well, and she, you know, I feel like she's proud of her jeans. And listen, her jeans were not cheap. They're not inexpensive. But I saw a pair of, they're kind of a grayish blue, they're a jogger jean.
Oh.
So a trendy jean. Uh-huh. And then they have a big black stripe that goes down
the
side. Let me just tell you something about these jeans. So I paid full price for them.
Okay.
Again, I just justified it. It's like, well, this is my back to school happy for myself.
Yes.
And here's what I'm going to say about them. The first day I wore them to in service and my friend Casey was there and she was immediately like, I would like to know more about those, about your pants.
That's good.
Like they're really cute. That stripe is everything going down the side. But here's the real story with these for me is this, they launder better than any pair of jeans I can ever remember. Because they're a little, I mean, they're baggier because they're joggers.
Yeah.
But here's what, like, they come out of the dryer and they are ready to go. And, like, even this past weekend, I left them in the dryer for, I don't know, several hours because I had the dryer going and then I left and came back. Not a wrinkle in sight. Like, they just, I'm such a fan of how they look coming out of the dryer, and you don't have to do any, you know, sometimes jeans are high maintenance. Like, you know, you've got to wash them in this and you've got to hang them to dry. And then you've got to put them in the washing machine for 10 minutes. I mean, the dryer for 10 minutes or whatever. These, you just wash them and dry them. And I love them.
Okay.
They're so cute and they're so cute with wedges right now. And they will be so cute with booties in the fall. And so I just want to commend Bethany Frankel and the job she's doing with her jeans, specifically with her, I don't know the name of them. I'll link to them, but But they're really good.
Like I'm going to need to know more. I feel like I'm going to need to know more about these, and I'm going to have to look them up because mm-hmm. that sounds really promising. And that would fit into my whole category of athleisure that I need right now.
Yeah. And they are, I mean, they're sporty jeans. They, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You would maybe wear sneakers with them because you pull off sneakers well. All right. So here's mm-hmm. my last thing is another thing that you tipped me off to. I think you put this in Fashion Friday, actually.
Oh, okay.
The Farm Rio Gabriella skirt, maxi mm-hmm. skirt from Anthropologie. Mm-hmm. Put in Fashion Friday, and when I saw the colors, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna need to know more about that."
Yeah.
Then so I looked, and then of course you knew of a code because you always know the codes.
Yes.
You knew of a code for an extra discount, an extra percentage off, or whatever. I wore it today to school.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most comfortable
yep.
skirt. It is beautiful. It's so colorful. It's so cute with, right now, again, it's so cute with wedges. I wore it with mm-hmm. gold wedges today. It's just darling. And it's, I don't know. I think I stayed away from skirts and dresses for a while at school because everything was so short.
Yes.
And it's hard to manage that at school, mm-hmm. but like mm-hmm. all these really long things coming back that, or even I love the midi length. I think it's darling.
Yeah.
But all this stuff coming back, I'm really enjoying the skirts and dresses right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're so easy. And that Farm Rio. So I discovered that brand. I did not know about them, but I went into Anthropologie last fall, before we knew about a quarantine and a sure. pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I went in and I just always go look in the sale room to see what's on sale. And they had one skirt that was in there. And I was like, that is so cute. Like, I'm going to go try it. And they only had it. It like wasn't even necessarily my size, but I was like, I'm going to go try it. I was like, I don't know how I feel about a long, what appeared to be fitted maxi skirt. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. But when you put it on, it's like pajama-like material.
Yes.
So it's so soft and it's so comfortable. And I couldn't believe how cute it was. And then the Anthropologie person, because they're so good at their job, she was like, oh my gosh, that Farm Rio brand, they have the best prints. We love them so much. Well, now I know all about Farm Rio. So I stalk it to mm-hmm. see when their stuff is going on sale because they have to, I mean, it's everything you and I love. It's like big, bright, bold prints. Mm-hmm. And I think they have the cutest stuff.
I mean, it's so cute. And here's what I will say. When I saw it, I thought, oh, is this going to be one of those things where when I get it, am I going to feel like I'm in some kind of mermaid costume? You know, like, is it going to be real grippy down the sides of mm-hmm. my legs? But they're not at all. Like it just sort of grazes the tops of, or right at your hips. And then it just mm-hmm. falls.
It's
delightful.
Yeah, it really is. It's such a good skirt. And I wore mine with like a big oversized cream sweater and, you know, with one of my mini white shirts.
Sure.
And it really,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's a great thing. And Farm Rio has their own website, but Anthropologie carries a lot of their stuff too.
Yeah. Well, I have now done the same thing I think that you did. And I've looked at all their stuff on Anthropologie. Mm-hmm. And I think we both have our eye on a pair of their joggers, but they need to go on sale.
They do need to go on sale. I'm waiting. I'm stalking, but they're not there yet. Today they had, you know, I always wait for the fresh cut. Today was a fresh cut, but they were not on there yet.
Okay. So those are my five things. And
okay.
Two of those are all because of you.
Well, listen, I've had a lot of time to do some online shopping. I've had a lot of time on my hands.
Well, I'm all about right now. I'm on the hunt for cute skirts because and cute dresses because I don't know. It's just now that the length is more manageable for work and stuff like that. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, I love that. I'm so glad. I always feel so when I saw that skirt, you know, I told you, I hoped you would order it. Sometimes, you know, how you see stuff and like, I'll know, I'm like, this looks like Sophie or this looks like Gully because with my friends, I'm used to like sending stuff that's like, hey, you need to get this. And mm-hmm. That skirt to me had your name on it. And I was so tickled I didn't even send it to you. You were just like, hey, I ordered that skirt. And I was like,
oh, it was love
that you would.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm, I knew it would be. Mm-hmm. I knew it would be.
Love it.
So cute.
Alrighty. So that's what I know. I went to a football game and I had five things I wanted to mention. I believe I've accomplished all those things in this episode. And I picked out some outfits for myself.
Good job. Good job. I think we get a check for the week. I'm same. I maybe we'll get to watch some soccer. I may try to find a new book to read. I don't really know what the week has in store for me.
Okay. Well, I'm still reading The Air Affair. Like I'm reading a little bit every night. I'm still in it.
Okay.
Still in it.
You're getting through. You're plodding through.
I think this time next week I will have finished it. I think I will have.
All right.
Now I want to say before we leave that in a couple of days, we're recording a Patreon episode with Gully.
Yes, we are.
So I thought today, I was thinking about it earlier this morning, and I thought, you know, like, I don't know that I'll have to say anything, and I can't wait. Like, I may ask a question occasionally, but I'm so excited just to listen to y'all talk. I'm so excited about it.
I know. Well, I've been telling her, you know, I said, because I'd asked her a long time ago, I said, hey, I think some people want you to come on Patreon. And she was like, I don't have anything to say. She's like, nobody wants to hear anything I have to say.
Oh no. She's going to get wound up. I already know it. She's going to get wound up.
And I said, no. So last night, some people had started asking questions on Patreon. And so I said, hey, a lot of people, I said, just to kind of give you the heads up, a lot of people are wanting to know about your boys and how you raise boys and how your boys are so close. And she said, oh my gosh. She said, I'm just going to have to tell them that the whole time is just me screaming at them. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? She said, that's my parenting. So she's ready. Mm-hmm. She's ready.
I can't wait.
It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
It will be fun. All right. So we'll see next week if I have continued to pick out outfits.
Yes.
We'll see if I have, in fact, ordered the pajama bottoms that I plan to wear as pants. So.
Okay. We can't wait. We'll all be on the edge of our seats. We will not hear about a juice fast from me because I won't be doing another one.
Excellent. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all, as always, for listening.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.